Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on News Talk.
The year was 1999. We were preparing for the new millennium and listening a lot to Robbie Williams and Westlife. It also saw the emergence in this country of the now famous German discounter Aldi, famed for its lack of frills and selling goods still in their cardboard boxes. Aldi claims to have spent 10 billion euro buying Irish goods from Irish suppliers since then and paid 1.3 billion euros in wages. I caught up with Niall O'Connor, the general manager of Aldi Ireland, and I cheekily asked him the famous Janet Jackson question: what have you done for me lately?
Over the last 25 years, I think one of the things that has become a constant is change. And we've changed an awful lot. I think the country's changed, I think for the better, actually. And I think with Aldi's arrival in 1999, a lot has changed, particularly in terms of grocery as well.
And do you think that Aldi has changed the country?
I go back to when Aldi piqued my interest as a potential employer. And a number of aspirations were put to me as a prospective employee. And the idea was that we had this aspiration, or Aldi had this aspiration, of providing really high quality product, which was sourced locally if we could, and delivering that at a discount. That was the model that had worked in Europe.
But in Europe, and I lived in Germany for many years, the products weren't fully taken out of the cardboard boxes.
Yes.
And that was different for Irish consumers who weren't used to that. But Was it really important for Aldi that the financial crisis came when it came in 2008, that consumers suddenly were facing, you know, unemployment and huge cost issues, that you guys were there with a low cost alternative?
Yeah, I think that definitely accelerated the understanding and acceptability of a discount format of grocery retailing in Ireland. But in the early years, we were definitely laying the foundations of that. So when we arrived, we had 600 products. We had a very small store format. We talk about change. If I go to today, we now have 161 stores. Our stores are nearly three times the size they were back in 99. We now stock anything up to 2,400 products. So
it was in the hundreds when you initially...
600 products when we started.
Yeah.
And you're right. Out of brown cardboard boxes.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And you also promote alternative brands. And this was something that might have also been new for the Irish consumer. They knew Yellow Pack, they knew the generics, and then they knew the brands. Whereas you guys said, no, these are neither generics nor the most expensive brands that you're familiar with.
Yeah, look, I was very young when Yellow Pack came around, which is kind of the first sortie for the Irish consumer in terms of private label or own label product. And it didn't work that well. And I think the main reason it didn't work was because it was perceived to be cheaper, which it was. But of course, it wasn't great quality. And I think the single biggest difference was here we were introducing product that was great quality, brand quality, Irish sourced in many instances, and offering that as a discount. And I think that was the key. And if we look then and look now, what we've seen recently is private label, which was pretty much non-existent in 99. Because perhaps of the failure of Yellow Pack, was that now private label has a higher market share, 51% share of groceries now in Ireland are bought under a private label, which is an unbelievable transformation in a relatively short space of time.
The other things that you, and I dare not speak the name of your rival German supermarket, you created this phenomenon called the middle aisle.
Hmm.
And it has taken off in Ireland. It has amazed me that people go in for milk and bread and whatever, and then come home with a saw.
Yeah. My mother is a victim of that. Every time she visits a store in Ballincollig, actually, our original store that opened 25 years ago, every time she goes in, she brings back a different tool from my father, and he's got a shed full of tools.
Does he use them?
What I would say is they're getting on, so he uses most of them, but maybe not all of them anymore.
Okay, and I suppose it's the thought that counts in many ways.
Of course.
She's probably giving him a huge hint, fix that shed or fix that wall or whatever.
Yeah, permanently.
Would it be fair to say that Aldi would have opened even more stores but for objections, whether it's from locals' objections or from rivals?
We have a tremendous passion and ambition to continue the expansion that we've had. We've gone from zero to 161 stores. two distribution centres and a state-of-the-art buying office where we have today now in Nace. And that's been an investment of €2 billion in terms of capex. We want to spend more. I have ambitions that we plan to lay the foundations by investing a further €400 million between now and the end of the decade in terms of opening more stores. And I think we can probably open at least another 50 stores, bring us well over the 200 mark. And if you look at Dublin alone, which is 30% of the market share for grocery in Ireland, we have a very small percentage share of that. We're only 7 or 8%.
So there's room to grow there. But what about my objections question?
Well, definitely from the point of view of acquiring the right sites in the right locations is a challenge, and that takes time. But we're very deliberate and diligent in terms of where we choose to locate our stores. Having a willing vendor is the next challenge, and buying it at the right price. We don't want to overpay, because, of course, if we overpay, that feeds into the price of our products for the customer. And then the third element, as you mentioned, is planning. We need to get a successful planning permission. And that has, at times, it's varied. It's been, in some cases, quite quick. But more recently, I would say, on average, it takes us somewhere between 3 and 5 years to secure an appropriate planning
permission to build a store. That's a long amount of...
Well, if you're in a market that isn't serviced by a discounter, then you are paying much higher prices for your groceries, and therefore there's a huge advantage to us bringing our value to consumers in local environments, and they don't get the benefit of that when the planning process is slow. What I would say is we work very closely with the local authorities. You're right when you say there are lots of observations, a lot of appeals
very
to the board.
Very diplomatic observations.
Well, the observations mean that it goes to the board, and the board is really, really busy. Although what I would say is we've seen quite a lot of decisions coming through the board in the last number of months. So although they've had their challenges historically, I think we're beginning to see some progress there, which is really positive.
And that's Niall O'Connor, the General Manager of Aldi Ireland.
Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on News Talk.